Khal Drogo laughed.
Moon of my life, you do not ask a slave. You tell her. She will do as you command.
He jumped down from the altar.
Come, my blood. The stallions call. This place is ashes. It is time to ride.
Hago followed the Khal from the temple, but Kotho lingered long enough to favor Miramazdur with a stare.
Remember, Meji, as the Khal fares, so shall you.
As you say, Raider,
the woman answered him, gathering up her jars and bottles.
The great shepherd guards the flock.
Tyrion. On a hill overlooking the King's Road, a long trestle table of rough-hewn pine had been erected beneath an elm tree and covered with a golden cloth. There, beside his pavilion, Lord Tywin took his evening meal with his chief knights and lords bannermen, his great crimson and gold standard waving overhead from a lofty pike. Tyrion arrived late, saddle sore and sour, all too vividly aware of how amusing he must look as he waddled up the slope to his father. The day's march had been long and tiring. He thought he might get quite drunk tonight. It was twilight, and the air was alive with drifting fireflies.